South Endemish Casino celebrated its grand opening last week. The big-hearted little casino advertised itself as the gambling emporium with the most generous slots in Puget Sound. Unfortunately, a typo in the Gazette brought unwanted scrutiny from the Sheriff's Department and the Gambling Commissioner, but the next issue's correction cleared the air. Slots. Probably a lot of disappointed Johns, but it is a gambling joint, not a brothel. Even so, a small group from the little chapel in the ravine, led by Pastor Paul, picketed noisily in the parking lot until casino security asked them to protest somewhere not on their private property. Trudy Hawkins and her husband Bobby lobbied to stand their ground against the Devil's Playground, but Pastor Paul argued for setting up at the highway where their placards could be just as effective where cars turned into the casino's fresh blacktop entry. Would Jesus gamble his paycheck? Don't bet against hell. An hour of marching in circles on the shoulder, Trudy needed to use a restroom, and so did Wanda Jenkins, but damned if they were going to go in the casino to relieve themselves. Pastor Paul, always the mediator, reckoned they'd made their point anyway, so the little band of righteous warriors broke for a potty stop. By then, the casino parking lot was crammed with their neighbors and friends hoping to cash in on generous slots and inexpensive bar specials. South End doesn't have a patent on sin, but we sure welcome the palace to house it, at least the first few days. Generous or not, the casino always won over time, although plenty of folks happily tell me they're lucky at the tables. The laws of probability don't apply, apparently, or else their bookkeeping is sloppy. I don't think the South Endemish are going to get rich, not so far from the freeway, but I'm betting they'll do okay even with the folks who never lose.